My name is Kassia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Sandra B. Latson, S-A-N-D-R-A-B-L-A-T-S-O-N. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The CKD has returned to baseline from stage 4 to now 3B and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, smoking history, and the aging process. Period. However, cardiorenal syndrome plays a major role, as well as hyperuricemia. Period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 29 from 44, creatinine of 1.8 from 2.2, and AGFR of 30 from 23. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. However, there is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria. Period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is 204 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 377 milligrams. Period. Since the patient has returned, since the patient's kidney functions have returned to baseline, we encourage her to restart her Farxiga, which she had discontinued at the lab visit due to the progressed GFR of the stage 4. Period. She denies any urinary symptoms and is completely euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C, period. She also denies any other complaints related to the kidneys, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.7. We instructed her on the recommended low purine diet and provided her with information on possible complications that may ensue if she does not get the uric acid under control at a level of 6 or less. Period. These complications may include kidney stones, gouty, arthritis, cardiovascular events, or other symptoms. Period. We will reevaluate the uric acid level in about 6 weeks. If it is still elevated, we may consider starting her on uric acid. We may consider starting her on allopurinol or Uloric, depending on the GFR for management, period. Next line, elevated PTH, which has improved from a level of 147 to 130, period. We'll repeat the levels again. Her serum calcium and phosphorus levels are within normal limits, period, to prevent we will order vitamin D125 and PTHRP levels for further assessments. Period. We may consider starting her on either calcitriol or Sensipar in the future if the PTH remains elevated. Period. Next line. Arterial hypertension with a stable blood pressure of 110 over 82. She has lost 2 pounds since the last visit and weighs 135 pounds today with a normal BMI of 22. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, elevated SED rate and CRP. Period. The patient has a SED rate of 66 and a CRP of 12. This is likely related to her arthritis. She does report joint pains and period. The elevated uric acid may also contribute to this, to these symptoms. Period. Her ANA was negative. Period. We encourage her to avoid NSAIDs and SAIDs for pain. However, she may utilize Tylenol over the counter or topical creams for relief. Period. Next line. COPD without exacerbation. Continue follow up with a pulmonologist. Next line, left ventricular apex thrombus, which is managed by Eliquis administration. Next line, degenerative joint disease / arthritis, as previously stated above. Next line, CAD / CHF / cardiomyopathy. She follows with the cardiologist. Period. She states she has an upcoming appointment next Monday in Orlando for further evaluation of her heart with Dr. Partello, P-A-R-T-E-L-L-O. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup and